Well, greetings in Jesus, and welcome to this month's audio magazine. If you missed last month's release, you missed some great music, some good solid words of encouragement, excellent humor, and some healthy debate on the evolution versus creation topic, just to name a few things. Yes, it's sad but true, you missed all of that. But the good news is that we have all of these things and more lined up in this February edition of Highways and Byways. We've added some new segments too. We'll tell you a little bit more about something called End Times Report in a minute. First, I want you to know that we've also expanded the styles of music that you'll be hearing from our independent artists. Now, I say independent artists because 90% or more of the music that you hear each month on Highways and Byways features undiscovered artists that are not signed by major recording labels. As I just said, we've expanded the styles, but the message is always the same, positive and pointing towards the things of the Spirit. Now, you know, almost everyone has at least some knowledge of the kind of things that are going to take place during the end times, those last years and days before Jesus returns. Folks have become familiar with terms like the mark of the beast and Antichrist and the number 666, for example. But as I listen to folks talk about these things at truck stops and out on the road, making their little comments in CB conversations, I realize that a lot of folks only have bits and pieces of the puzzle. So starting with this February edition, we've added these End Time Report segments. We have them broken down into subtopics that line up with the biblical warnings of the signs of the end times. You'll hear these segments pop up throughout the audio magazine in such areas as the Mark of the Beast updates, as we follow the rapid flow of new technology in the computer and microchip end of things. And then there's other segments such as Wars and Rumors of Wars, the Pestilence update, and the one we call Covenant with Many, as we keep an eye on the One World Government movement. And that is a reality, by the way, not just material for some fanatical ranting of a doomsday speaker. We've recently added these end time reports to our weekly radio broadcast too, and I have a feeling this is going to become a popular segment here. Keep your ears tuned in for these little mini reports. Now, we make as many of these CDs available free of charge at truck stops as we have sponsors for, and we hope that you can get back by the place that you pick this copy up each month. We also hope that there's still a copy waiting there for you by the time you get back through, because they fly right out of the box as quick as we can get them delivered. A little later on, we'll tell you how you can subscribe to have Highways and Byways audio magazine sent directly to your address each month. Our full contact information will be on the last track of the CD, along with information about a few ways you can become involved with this ministry, including how to become a highway minister yourself. Well, let's get things rolling this month in our independent artist department with a song by Jeff Thurman called The Unseen Child. This is a powerful song.
Lord, have mercy and great compassion in tender fashion, so meek and mild.
I said,
Lord, have mercy for the grave reactions and tragic actions of the unseen child.
I know somebody with weary eyes will not and cannot cry. He's just a baby boy stuck in shame. He don't know his name. He's got his helmet and a big boots on. Wears more wrath than Genghis Khan. He rides a river they call the Nile. Surely drives him wild. He is the unseen child.
Child,
yeah. Watching and wishing